Good afternoon, everyone. I am Yusuke. For some of you, you might know me. I'm from Japan with my wife, and we're from one of the congregations we have as a Japan Presbytery in Kobe. And first, I would like to give thanks to your prayer every week for particularly the mission work we have all over the world. And we do recognize that you pray for Japan every week. So we are really thankful for that. And it has been a wonderful privilege for my wife and me as we are able to join the worship service every week in this church. And we are so blessed by the word and the fellowship here with you all. So I really hope that the Lord will give me the tongue of the Spirit, as we heard this morning. But I think we're not supposed to expect that. So I just have to rely on my limited English ability and, of course, the power of the Word of God we have given. So let us turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 13. And we'll be looking from verses 10 through 18. That will be found in page 971 in your pew Bible. Matthew chapter 13. This chapter begins with Jesus speaking to the crowd of people, the famous parable of the sower. And he starts it to explain the theme of God's kingdom, which he came to this world to fulfill. And after giving the parable itself, Jesus explains to his disciples the reason why he speaks in parables. And we would like to especially focus on the answer Jesus gave to his disciples today. So now let us hear the word of God. Matthew chapter 13, starting from verse 10. And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Jesus answered them, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, 'You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears, they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and return, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For truly I said to you, that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it.' Hear then the parable of the sower." Let us pray. Our God, Heavenly Father, please glorify your name as we gather here and open your precious word. Father, as we read your word and listen to it, please make us humble before your word, and please open our hearts and ears so that we can really learn from your word. In our Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So in my country, Japan, the ideas of Buddhism are the most prominent idea among various religions. And in Buddhism, you are basically taught to achieve enlightenment after hours of meditations or other efforts you can make. And people try to do whatever they can do to reach to this goal of enlightenment. Some of them claim that they actually have reached to this goal. And people highly admire and respect those kinds of people. Some of them even open up their own new religion, and many people try to follow their footsteps. This kind of thinking may even affect Christianity in Japan. Some claim that they cannot accept Christianity or the gospel because they do not completely understand it by themselves. So for these people, their full understanding must come before they can or they will believe in the word of God. In other words, they say that they have to see with their own eyes and they have to hear with their own ears before accepting God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Notice that in the very beginning of today's passage, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And Jesus answered to his disciples, beginning like this, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." And today I would like to examine more closely to this Jesus' answer and what kind of attitude Jesus requires of us as his disciples. So first of all, let us look at verses 11 through 15 and focus on the fact that Jesus said, "To them the secrets of kingdom are not given." In chapter 13 of Matthew, Jesus was ministering in the area of Galilee. The first three verses indicate that Jesus was sitting beside the sea and great crowds gathered to him. We do not exactly know how many people were there, but it seems like there were so many people that Jesus had to get into a boat and sit down there so that he could keep a distance from the crowd and speak to them. And the passage reads that Jesus told them many things from that boat. This scene reminds us of the scene of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. There, Jesus went up on the mountain and sat there before he talked to his disciples and the crowds. So, do you see any difference between Matthew 5 and this passage in Matthew 13? Well, it is true that Jesus is speaking from the boat rather than the mountain, but there is another fundamental difference between those passages. In Matthew 13, Jesus spoke to the crowd in parables. And this fact drew his disciples to ask this question to their teacher Jesus. "Why do you speak to them in parables?" First of all, Jesus did so in order to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah. As Jesus said in verse 14, "In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says," and Jesus cited Isaiah chapter 6. And in Isaiah chapter 6, the prophet Isaiah receives his calling from the Lord. "Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom I shall send, and who will go for us?' And Isaiah responds to God saying, 'Here am I. Send me.'" But as we look at God's reply to Isaiah, it was something disappointing for Isaiah. The Lord said to him, "Go and tell this people, keep on listening, but do not perceive. Keep on looking, but do not understand. Render the hearts of this people insensitive. Their ears dull and their ears dim. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and return, be healed." You know, how would Isaiah would have felt when he was told this? Well, I tend to imagine this situation from my own experience as a seminary student. So imagine, like, this is the day of my ordination service as a pastor. And you have kind of went through the study of the seminary and all the things you have to fulfill before you reach to this place, like presbytery exams. And you finally, I finally have come to this day. I mean, and my heart is full of like hope and ambition for my future ministry. And in that very ordination service, the keynote is addressed this way. The people won't understand or won't even listen to you nor God. And they won't turn their heart and be healed. How would I feel if I received such an address on my very first day of my ministry? But this was actually exactly what Isaiah was told by the Lord. And in today's passage, Jesus quoted from this passage of Isaiah, and he said that this prophecy was fulfilled by the people around him. Yes, Isaiah was originally talking about the Israelites in his own days. In his own day, they have hardened their hearts and their eyes and ears were closed to the Lord their God. They did not respond to the call to repent and turn back to their God. And they ended up facing a desolate captivity, as you know. But Jesus applied this prophecy to the Jews around him. In fact, in the preceding chapter of today's passage in Matthew 12, the offense of the Jews against Jesus were becoming more and more obvious. The Pharisees accused Jesus of having his disciples pluck heads of grain and eat on Sabbath, and healing the man with a withered hand. Matthew 12:14 reads this, "But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him as to how they might destroy him." They ended up claiming that Jesus was casting out demons by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons. This kind of enmity is the background of what Jesus was saying in today's passage. Indeed, those Jews heard Jesus, but they never understood. They saw Jesus in their eyes, but they never perceived the truth from him. Their hearts had grown dull, just as Jesus described them using the prophecies of Isaiah. Here, the contrast between those who follow Jesus and those who do not follow him is clearly addressed. The crowds who did not follow Jesus as his disciples, as his teacher, were not given the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, the passage says. They were not given eyes to see and ears to hear. And so, they did not turn to Jesus. But brothers and sisters, please do not think that this is someone else's problem. Rather, we must realize that we were also doing the same thing to Jesus Christ. We were doing the same thing as the Jews around him. This is the reality of our sin. As the Apostle Paul states, we were all once dead in our trespasses and sins. And so we need to recognize this fact in order to fully understand what Jesus is saying in today's passage. We did not see and listen to Jesus with our eyes, with our own eyes, or with our own ears. In other words, we did not see and listen to Jesus with our own knowledge or ability. Rather, we are seeing and listening to him by our given eyes and ears. We are given the secrets of the kingdom of heaven through our given eyes and ears, not our own sinful intellectual speculation or something. And this draws us to the next point Jesus is stating in this passage. The second fact is that Jesus says, to you the secrets of the kingdom are given. Looking at the original Greek text of today's passage, particularly in verses 11 and 16, there is an emphasis on the word you or your in the original text. So it should be read like, to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, or but blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Remember that Jesus was speaking particularly to his disciples in today's passage. So he's not merely criticizing those who are not given eyes and ears, but Jesus is rather focusing on the privilege of his disciples. He is saying that Jesus himself has given them eyes to see and ears to hear. His disciples are given eyes to see and ears to hear by God's grace, I mean. The Apostle Paul says in his letter, just after the verse I read earlier, even when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. And according to this grace, we are given the privilege to know the secret of the kingdom of heaven. And so, we must first be thankful for this. And Jesus continues to emphasize this blessing in verse 17. For truly I said to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Here Jesus speaks about the faithful people in the Old Testament, and he emphasizes that his disciples have even more privileges and blessings than those people in the Old Testament had. Jesus is saying that we too are seeing more than the great heroes of faith in the Old Testament, such as Abraham, Moses, or David. You know, they were great heroes in the Old Testament, but Jesus is saying here that his disciples are seeing more than those people. How can this happen? The epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11, talks about the same thing. After listing the names of the heroes of faith, Hebrews 11:39 and 40 says this, and all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God has provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. So what is this promise that those people hadn't received? Well, this is the promise God has made with his people, namely the covenant of grace. This covenant starts all the way back from Genesis, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, right after the fall of Adam and Eve. God said to the serpent, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel. From this very time on, God's promise was revealed through our human history. And in his covenants, he revealed his will and promises to his people. Those particular covenants were given to people such as Noah, Abraham, Moses, and David, and other prophets. And these faithful people believed and trusted in this covenant given from their God. And indeed, Jesus Christ came to this world as the Messiah King, who is to fulfill this covenant that God has given us. This is what Jesus is talking about in this passage. And indeed, the perfect example of this promise can be seen in Isaiah chapter 6, the passage we've read earlier. After Isaiah received a rather discouraging word from the Lord, Isaiah asks God, "Lord, how long?" And God responds to Isaiah saying this, "Until cities are devastated and without inhabitant, houses are without people, and the land is utterly desolate. The Lord has removed men far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. Yet there will be a tenth portion of it in it, and it will again be subject to burning, like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is felled. Or the holy seed is its stump. The holy seed is its stump." Here the Lord clearly promises that after this desolation, the stump, the very stump, or the holy seed, notice it's a singular seed, this holy seed will be there. And this is the seed of David promised in his covenant in 2 Samuel 7. This seed establishes God's kingdom as the coming Messiah. And therefore, Isaiah's calling in chapter 6 did not actually end in discouragement, but Isaiah was rather given a hope of this coming Messiah through his covenant. But however, as we know, Isaiah did not see in his day the fulfillment of this promise. He did long to see and hear, but he could not see it in his life. Jesus here is saying that you disciples are now seeing and hearing this Messiah with your eyes and with your ears. Those faithful people in the Old Testament have longed to see this Messiah, but they could not see and hear him in their own life. But disciples and we are seeing and listening to this Messiah who fulfills this covenant that God has given us. Through Jesus' words, we are seeing and hearing the promised Messiah. So we have to recognize our privilege, and we have to be thankful for this. How wonderful it is. We are given more privilege and more blessings than people like Abraham or Moses or David, because we are given eyes and ears to see and hear this very Messiah that God has given to us. And this brings us to our final point in today's sermon, that is, you must see and hear Jesus with your given eyes and ears, and follow him by doing that. Notice that after explaining why Jesus speaks in parables, he commanded his disciples to hear the parables in verse 18. Moreover, today's passage starts with the disciples asking Jesus why he speaks in parables. That means they did not understand why Jesus did so. So that's why they asked Jesus, why do you speak in parables? So we can see that the disciples were not kind of automatically given the secrets of the kingdom, but rather they had to see and hear Jesus Christ with their given eyes and ears. Here we also see our responsibilities as well as our privilege. It is not like God has given already everything we need, so we don't have to do anything in our life. No, that's not what God is saying here. There is a responsibility as well as a given privilege in our Christian life. And this, they are both really important in our life. And indeed, this, you have to take this balance, and this is really essential for us. Yes, we do not see and hear with our own sinful eyes and ears. It was not through our own effort that we came to see and listen to our Savior Jesus Christ. And it's not by our own effort that we follow him. Indeed, it was only God's free grace. God has graciously given this privilege to us. But with the given eyes and ears, we must see and hear Jesus and follow him as our Lord by doing so. The Pharisees in that day also saw and heard Jesus' parables, actually. Indeed, later in Matthew's Gospel, he records this in Matthew 21, verses 45 and 46. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard Jesus' parables, they understood that he was speaking about them. When they sought to seize him, they feared the people because they considered him to be a prophet. So those Pharisees and chief priests did what? They heard Jesus' parables and actually perceived them. But their response was they tried to arrest Jesus instead of repenting of their sins and following him. They tried to kill Jesus. See, this shows a clear contrast between those who are given eyes and ears from God and those who are not. So on one hand are those who see with their given eyes, and on the other are those who try to see with their own eyes. As the disciples did, we must also hear and listen to Jesus as our Messiah King, and follow Jesus Christ as our Lord. We really have to recognize this responsibility given to us. We must follow Jesus Christ by seeing and listening to him. So in conclusion, let us summarize what we have learned from today's passage. Here Jesus explains why he speaks in parables. And first, Jesus said that to them, to the Jews, the secrets of the kingdom are not given. The spiritual eyes and ears of those people around Jesus were closed, and so were ours before we came to Jesus, before we are given our spiritual eyes and ears. We were doing the same thing. We must understand this reality. We cannot see and hear Jesus and follow him with our own effort or ability. And second, Jesus is rather stressing that to his disciples are given spiritual eyes and ears to see and hear. So to them, the secrets of the kingdom are given. Furthermore, this is a great privilege to see and hear Jesus as the Messiah promised in God's covenant throughout the whole scripture, throughout the whole history. So, brothers and sisters, you must recognize this privilege of seeing and hearing Jesus the Messiah, for whom the saints in the Old Testament had longed to see. And third, and finally, you must recognize your responsibility of seeing and hearing our Messiah, Jesus Christ. We have to recognize our responsibility to see him and hear him with our given eyes and ears, and to follow him as our Lord, to follow him as our Messiah. Jesus Christ has come to this world to deal with our sin, and he came to this world as our Messiah to invite us to his kingdom. And therefore, we must see and hear this Jesus with our given eyes and ears, and follow him as our Messiah, to follow him as our Lord. Are we recognizing this privilege? Are we giving thanks for our given eyes and ears? Are we following Jesus Christ as Messiah, as our Lord, as our King, by seeing and listening to him with our given eyes and ears? But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the word you have given us through this passage, and we give thanks to you for having given eyes to see and ears to hear Jesus your Son, just by your grace. And Father, please send us your Holy Spirit daily, so that we can walk according to you, according to your word, and according to the word of Jesus Christ. Please let us follow Jesus by seeing and hearing with our given eyes and ears. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.